Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Stephanie Powers of Lightworkers Lounge. Stephanie, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for inviting me on, Gresh. I'm so excited to be here, and I am ready to share nuggets of wisdom with your audience.
Awesome. I definitely appreciate you. And before we jumped in, I wanted to read a little bit more about Stephanie so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Stephanie is a three-time CEO and entrepreneur who dropped out of the 9-to-5 grind after her intuition went from a soft whisper to a loud roar. She created Free Earth Photography in 2014, where her work was featured on platforms such as the Weather Channel, Travel Channel, and Airbnb. After being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease shortly after, she reversed her illness by herself and went on to become a holistic health coach at her private practice, Evolve to Health, where she published a book helping thousands of people to this day, Thyroid First Aid Kit. Through working one-on-one with clients, she quickly realized the importance of spiritual and emotional health, and Lightworkers Lounge was born. Stephanie, are you ready to speak to the IMCL community?
What a cool introduction. I sound so official.
Exactly. I was waiting. I feel like I should have had like intro music and everything and lights and all of those things to introduce you. You're doing awesome things.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Well, I wanted to kick everything off and hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to get started.
What led me to get started? It's just crazy that I can be labeled as a CEO, to be honest. And now that I think about it, I've always kind of had the CEO drive in me. I have a bachelor's degree in organizational leadership. Mm-hmm. And going into college, I thought I want to do something with music or something with video production. I was always drawn to the arts, but I ended up getting an organizational leadership degree, which is a degree based on how you keep your employees happy. Because you can only have a successful business if the people that help grow your business are satisfied and happy.
Right.
Yeah. So that is really what started it. And then as you read in my bio, it was just a series of life events that led me to my purpose now as being a CEO and running my own business.
Nice. Well, I definitely, sorry, everything happened with, the disease, autoimmune disease, but it's great to kind of hear, how, like you said, you kind of look back at your life and look back at all the things you go through and you can kind of piece stuff together to see like who you are for one and also like some of the steps you should take.
Yeah. As I always tell people, everything happens for you, not to you. Mm. You can't always see that as you're in the midst of grieving or anger or frustration, but in hindsight, you will see why it happened.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper. Can you tell us a little bit more about Lightworkers Lounge and tell us what you're doing?
Well, Lightworkers Lounge just happened so organically. I just fell into it. I had a blog called Free Spirit Fun that I started in 2013, just documenting my adventures, sharing some of the life lessons I had learned in my 20s. And blogging was fun, but I wanted to reach my audience on a more personal level. I wanted them to hear my voice and see my body language. So Lightworkers Lounge was started in January 2018, really as a hobby. Just as an outlet to release my thoughts and my creativity, because at the time I was a holistic health coach at my own business, but I still wanted to be creative. Like I said earlier, I'm drawn to the arts. So I started Lightworkers Lounge as a hobby, and my intros used to be freestyles. I have a whole freestyle rap about the Zodiac.
Oh, cut to extra content.
I should post that, but it was just so fun. And then that summer, I went through a divorce, and it was really tough, and I was grieving and going through a lot of emotions, and I kind of lost my fun, let's freestyle my intros side of me, and I became more serious. Financially, things weren't good either after my divorce, so I thought, well, I can keep doing Lightworkers Lounge on the side as a hobby, but it's definitely not going to be my job. I got to go get a real, quote-unquote, real job to bills. So I applied, Gresh, I applied for hundreds of jobs. I showed up in places with my resume. I applied online. Nothing panned out. And for someone with a bachelor's degree and 5 years corporate experience, that's just odd that I couldn't even get an entry-level job. So one day I was just so frustrated of waking up and applying for jobs that I didn't really want. I just wanted them to pay my bills. That I said, you know what? What do I really love? What do I do without being told to do it? Lightworkers Lounge. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wake up and I'm going to pretend that Lightworkers Lounge is my full-time job. I'm going to pretend that it is my 9-to-5 and that I make a full salary off of it. And I literally like clocked in, said, okay, my lunch break is at 12:00 to 1:00 and I'm going to close my laptop at 5:00. And ever since that day, Lightworkers Lounge has grown 1,000 followers per week on average.
Nice. I absolutely love that. And I love the progression of everything because I think sometimes we have to become who we want to be before it actually happens. So like what you mentioned with Lightworkers Lounge, like a lot of times we want to make our side hustle into our full-time job, or we have this vision of transforming, you know, this part of our life or whatever that might be, but we have to get our mindset and then we have to change our actions and have that kind of environment so that that starts to happen. So it's great to kind of hear that happen for you.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's incredible. I haven't had to apply for a job since.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that.
Mindset. Yeah. So for anyone listening, I think that can really help them just focus. Pretend that your side hustle is your full-time job. Don't worry about the money, because when you focus and you're in alignment with your purpose and you feel happy and like you're on the right track, the money will show up when you least expect it.
Absolutely. And I feel like there's a lot of people who sometimes have things that they're working on and they kind of feel like there's not a way to, you know, make it into a full-time hustle or a full-time job. Like, do you have like anything that you maybe went through or can speak to on how you were able to kind of change that perspective?
Well, you won't have one stream of income. You know, if you come from the 9-to-5 world like I did, you are so used to getting a paycheck every other week and it's the same amount of money. You have to be okay with uncertainty, with not knowing if you're going to make a lot next week or if you're going to make $50. You have to be okay with that and just keep going where it feels right.
Nice. Well, I definitely love that and appreciate that. And I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be for you or your organization, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
You know, Gresh, I get daily emails from people asking me, how did you grow Lightworkers Lounge? Like, do you hire a marketing agency? Do you have robots? Are your followers real? Because we grow so fast. My secret sauce, you guys, it's just being myself. It's just going on my podcast, going on our Instagram, and just pretending like I'm sitting at a cafe with a good friend. And never, you know, if I really sat and thought, wow, there's 133,000 people looking at what I'm saying, what I'm doing, then I wouldn't be authentic. I wouldn't be myself.
Right.
Yeah. So I just really pretend like they're all my family. Like, I've said this in a podcast before. I feel like I don't call them my followers. That word's just weird to me. I call them my Instagram fam.
There you go.
They're all my cousins. They're all my brothers and sisters.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. I love that. And I think that that's been the beautiful thing about like all these different tools and this technology is that you get the opportunity to really delve down deeper and see more into people, and people get to express themselves and use different platforms like Instagram or blogs or podcasts to have that kind of relationship in that extended family.
Yeah, I love it. They are my Instagram fam. And I think that's why we keep growing, because I'm just me. I don't try to be anybody else. I don't try to impress them or be, you know, I don't get on there to inflate my ego and feel like, oh, I've got this many followers. That's why I don't like that word. No one's following me. They're joining me. We're all sitting at the same round table.
Exactly. Definitely appreciate that. And let me ask you this. So do you find that, how do you balance between seeing people that are successful and emulating what they're doing and also being authentic, or do you feel like you should do one or the other?
Oh gosh, my intuition is sharp. I'd be lying if I said I didn't try and do what really successful people do, but I'll feel it in my gut. I'm just like, this is not me. And people are here to see me. And that's the most popular message I get from my listeners is, Steph, I love how authentic and real you are. So the moment I veer away from that, my intuition will tell me, I'll literally feel like nauseous. And then I'll just like, all right, get back on track. Stay right. true to you. This is why people are here.
Absolutely. No, I definitely love that. And it's always important to kind of, you know, have that space and that time so you can also listen to that. Cause I find that, and I don't know if it's the same with you, but I find sometimes when you're go, go, go all the time, or you're doing so many different things, it's harder to listen to that quiet voice that's telling you what to do or not to do.
Oh yeah. And I can feel that, and I'll have to take breaks. And just, like I said, I live here in Telluride, Colorado. So I'll just go out in the mountains by myself, get grounded, spend time with friends and family with no internet, no cell phones, no social media around. That really pulls me back down to earth. Like, okay, this is who I am. Now I can go back on.
Exactly. Yeah, it's nothing like nature to give us that clarity and that time to do that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
I'd say my CEO hack would be going out and living. And putting my face out of the books and out of the podcasts and the Instagram, and just going out to a coffee shop and striking up a conversation with a stranger.
Absolutely. No, I definitely love that. And I appreciate that perspective. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I'm getting hungry talking about nuggets.
Exactly. If you put them both together, it makes something really special.
Yeah. So he said, if I could go in a time machine, mm-hmm. go back to my younger self, like how old are we talking? Like,
I don't know. When was the first entrepreneurial thing that you did?
Starting my blog. I started that while I was still working a corporate job. So, you know, I'd work from 9 to 5, and then I'd work on this blog from 5 to 8. Mm-hmm. And I loved it though. And if I could go back and sit next to that girl who's sitting at the laptop eating dinner while typing at the same time. Yeah, eating that secret sauce. I would just look at her and be like, hey, everything you've learned about the 9 to 5 life is untrue. This isn't the only way to survive. You see that blog that you're writing? Like, I would just sit over her shoulder and be like, you know, look how passionate you are about this blog. This can make you money. There's absolutely no reason why this can't be your full-time job. Because I was still so deeply conditioned that unless you have a 9 to 5 with a 401k and health insurance, you're not going to be successful. Mm-hmm. And that's just so, so untrue. You can love what you do for a living. You can.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely an opportunity out there. And it's a great reminder, you know, that you've been able to do that and you know, letting us and reminding us of that possibility as well, too, because I think you are sometimes your environment. So if you grow up, you know, only seeing people go to 9 to 5s and only people, you know, saving for their 401ks and all those things, then that's reality. But hearing, you know, your story and hearing about your success is definitely a great reminder to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yes, definitely. And I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Stephanie, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO to me means making people love coming to work. It means bringing joy to the world. It means being an example for people that you don't have to believe everything you are conditioned to believe about work and what we do for 8 hours a day. Being a CEO means inspiring people. It doesn't mean that you're better than anyone. It doesn't mean you're higher up than anyone. It just means you're a leader, not a manager. Mm-hmm. You're showing people the way. You are shining a light for others.
Love it, love it, love it. And leader, not a manager. That's definitely a great reminder for us. And Stephanie, I truly appreciate you. I appreciate your time and all the awesome things that you're doing. I wanted to pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how the best they can get a hold of you.
Yes. I want everyone listening to this, I want them to know that if you want to run your own business and you want to be the CEO of your life, not just your job, your life, you have to be your biggest cheerleader. You have to always tell yourself that what you're doing and the ideas you have is right and it will work, because even your most loved ones, your best friends, your parents, sometimes they will look at you like, okay, yeah, good. Good luck with that. Right. Good idea. We'll see how that goes. But you must understand that that is just coming from a place of love. And they're not knocking on you to make you feel like you can't do it. They just don't want to see you struggle because they love you. But being a CEO, you will struggle. But I can tell you from experience, it's so worth it. So keep going and be your biggest cheerleader.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. I appreciate the grind that you're reminding us to continue to work on. And people that want to follow up with you, what would be the best ways?
Yes. So you can find us on Instagram at Lightworkers Lounge. You can also find us at www.lightworkers-lounge.com. And of course, the podcast. Please yes. come hang out with us. Every Wednesday, we have a new episode. And you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Podbean, really wherever you get podcasts. Just search Lightworkers Lounge with Stephanie Powers. And there we are. Come hang out every Wednesday.
Awesome. 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 Well, we'll definitely have those links in the show notes as well so that everybody can follow up with you, Stephanie. And like you mentioned, if you're listening to this podcast, definitely search for Lightworkers Lounge as well. But thank you so much, Stephanie. And I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Gresh. I'll chat soon.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.